Welcome, friends, to Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And on today's episode, Civil War news. Abraham Lincoln will relieve General McClellan of command as General-in-Chief. The Great Blizzard of 1888. Chief Tokahama will sign up as a Baltimore Oriole. And FDR will sign the Lend-Lease Act. Plus, classic March Madness tourney news about Weber State, Chicago Loyola, the Fighting Irish, and West Virginia. All right, so let's get started. Civil War news, 1862. Lincoln relieves McClellan from command as General-in-Chief. After the Union defeat in the First Battle of Bull Run, McClellan was placed in charge of the Union Army, but he had a bit of an attitude and didn't take President Lincoln very seriously. But, as confident as he was about himself, he was unable to withstand the pressures of running the entire Union force. So, Lincoln relieved some of the pressure off him by appointing him General of the Potomac Army. Under the same order, Lincoln appointed General Henry Halleck head of the Department of Mississippi, John Fremont in command of the Appalachian region, and George McClellan the Mountain Department in the East. 5 months later, Halleck would fill the role as General-in-Chief. 1888, the Great Blizzard of 88. 50 inches of snow in 4 days, folks. 85-mile-an-hour winds blew. New York City was completely buried and cut off from the world as telegraph and communication lines were broken. The New York Stock Exchange was shut down for the first time ever for 2 days. 400 people were killed, including Republican Party leader Roscoe Conkling. In those days, gas and water main lines were above ground. Not good. Mark Twain was stuck in a hotel lobby for several days, and P.T. Barnum was stuck inside Madison Square Garden. As you can imagine, this is one of the main things that led to the eventual invention of the underground subway system, not to mention gas and water main lines. In baseball news, 1901, Chief Tokahama is signed onto the Baltimore Orioles. He was in real life an African-American named Charlie Grant who played second base. But this is way before Jackie Robinson, and in those days, black players were simply banned from professional baseball and had to play in the Negro Leagues. But Grant was just way too good to be playing in the minor leagues. And manager John McGraw did not underestimate the athletic talent of men in the Negro League and desired integration. But he had to keep his opinion to himself. So, he signed Grant as a Native American Indian with a fictitious name of Chief Tokahama. He got the name from a creek he saw on a map. Grant had fairly light skin and straight hair and was able to pull off the secret until Chicago White Sox owner Charlie Kaminsky discovered the deception and the jig was up. Grant would be sent back to the Negro Leagues, never to play in the majors. On a side note, Grant died accidentally a couple of years later while he was working as a janitor when a car's tire blew out and hit and killed him. Weird. 1941, FDR signs Lend-Lease. This act set up a system that would allow the United States to lend or lease war supplies to any nation deemed vital to the defense of the United States. This really helped out Great Britain against the Nazis and prepared the United States for war, while at the same time remaining neutral in its official position. After the war, the Lend-Lease program grew into the Marshall Plan, which allocated funds for the recovery of friendly democratic nations. Finally, in tourney news, since it is that time of year, 1999, third seed North Carolina loses to 14 seed Weber State in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And we all had to throw away our March Madness brackets away again. 1963, Chicago Loyola beats Tennessee Tech 111-42, which was the largest margin of victory in NCAA tournament history. 1958, Notre Dame gets 86 rebounds in the NCAA tournament, which was the most ever. And finally, in 1958, number one ranked West Virginia loses to Manhattan, and the mighty Jerry West was held to only 10 points.
So that, my friends, is just about it for Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson on March 11th. Once again, I'm your host, Joe DeCristoforo. Be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the Truman Doctrine, the Dixie Chicks, the Chinese Exclusion Act, and music news about Creedence Clearwater Revival. So until then, be sure to check out the website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Leave a comment on the comment board. Let me know what you think about the show. What do you think about everything I've said today? You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice questions and follow me on Facebook and Twitter. JDUSHL. That's my tweet handle, or whatever you want to call it. And thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. See you tomorrow.